Chapter 6. Morlocks Everywhere. Without delay, I decided to make weapons and find a safe place. I did not think I could sleep again until I felt safe from the pale Morlocks. I thought that the pale green building might be safe. In the evening, Weena and I walked up into the hills toward that building. As the darkness grew, she became more and more frightened. We walked and walked, and the sky grew darker and darker. Eventually, I lost sight of the building and was not sure which way to go. Everywhere I looked, I feared Morlocks might be hiding. I decided the safest choice was to spend the night on the open hill. Weena fell asleep easily, and I looked up at the stars. I thought about the great fear between the Eloi and the Morlocks. I thought again about the meat I had seen in the room underground. I now had a horrible guess about what it was. I felt sure that the Morlocks hunted the Eloi for their meat. I had no clear ideas about what to do, but if I could enter the pedestal of the Sphinx with a light, I was sure I would find the time machine. Then I could escape the future. I had decided to take Weena with me back to my time. We finally arrived at the pale green building the next day. It was empty and falling apart. Inside, there were many long rooms lit by tall windows. As we walked through the rooms, we saw many interesting old things. I was sure it was a museum. Suddenly, Weena moved very close to me. It was getting dark. Her nervousness made me notice the deep darkness at the end of the room. Footsteps and strange noises came from that darkness. I took Weena's hand and picked up a long metal bar. We left the room and moved through an old library and then a laboratory. By great luck, I found a box of matches and some candles. I decided to spend the night in the open, protected by a fire. In the morning, we would return to Weena's home. There, I could try to use the metal bar to smash open the metal panels under the Sphinx. Then I could get to the time machine. When we left the pale green building, the sun was just about to set. I wanted to get through the woods before dark. We could reach the white Sphinx early the next day. I picked up a lot of firewood as we walked, but it was already dark when we reached the edge of the woods. I saw three Morlocks hiding in some tall grass. If Weena and I could get through the woods to the open hill, we could find safety. We could use the matches and candles to keep the Morlocks away. However, I would have to leave behind the firewood. I set fire to the wood in order to surprise the Morlocks and give us a head start through the woods. Unfortunately, fire was new and strange to Weena. She wanted to play with the flames as if they were flowers. I held her back, but she fought to get at the fire. Finally, I had to pick her up, and I started through the woods carrying her. Behind us, I could see that the fire had spread to some bushes and grass. I could not light a candle because I had to carry both Weena and my metal bar. However, I could see well enough in the night to walk around the trees. While still within the woods, I heard footsteps and voices around me. Suddenly, a cold hand pulled at my arm. Weena shook in fear and then fainted in my arms. I needed light. I quickly put Weena down and searched through my pocket. I felt the Morlocks' soft, cold hands moving all over me. When I struck a match, the Morlocks ran away through the trees. Weena lay face down on the ground, barely breathing. I picked her up to continue on our way. The wood seemed full of Morlocks, and I wondered how we would escape.